Welcome everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate Talks. Today I'm very happy to have with me Jelle Bouve de Pauw. Hello Jelle.
Hello Timur, good morning.
So Jelle, you're an assistant professor of science education at Utrecht University in the Netherlands. You're Flemish. And you just started to lead a new Horizon Europe project called IMPACT. And there's a greater than sign between IMP and ACT. And basically, it's an assessment framework for action competence. That's the way you put it. But you're going to co-design with your partners, of course, over the next 4 years in order to better understand the impact of sustainability in climate change education. So I read a bit the press release that was released in the occasion of the beginning of the, Horizon project. And it goes like this. The goal of the project is to develop a set of tools that allow different users to map out the impact of sustainability in climate change education, assessing that impact is still in its infancy, which is partly because the learning outcomes of this education are complex and go beyond standard testing. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very interesting part for us. So a new chapter, that's my feeling, has opened indeed in climate change education. Things are going pretty fast for the last 5 years or 4 years, which was, it was the case to go faster because it wasn't the case before. And we are witnessing, and we see that in Education for Climate also, various initiatives, sometimes a big initiative, sometimes small initiatives, in climate change education. And I get the feeling that it's not anymore the time for awareness raising, even if it's still something to be done, of course. But I mean, we need more than ever to be able to assess really the impact of all this project that has flourished. And here you come. So your study comes at the right moment and obviously can't but generate a lot of interest among our community members. I stop here. I give you the floor. We want to know more about that amazing Horizon project. So can you present it briefly, who you are, of course, and what is that IMPACT project? Please, floor is yours.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell a little bit about myself first. I think it's always interesting for people watching interviews like this to know who is in front of them. So I'm an assistant professor in science education, but my background is actually in biology. And I used to study the behavior of birds. Like songbirds. And then I transitioned into educational science, and now I study behavior or action of people. So I think it's kind of an interesting evolution to go through also in the mind of a scientist traveling into social science. That's an interesting perspective. So this project that we have funded by the EU, we started 2 months ago. It's called IMPACT. And yes, in the middle of the name, actually, it's an arrow. It's an arrow pointing towards the action. So kind of tying into what you said, we want like the outcome of this project to be that we have more like valid, reliable data on action taking that we can use for evaluation, for monitoring of these many initiatives. And I think it's interesting also to reflect on where we were maybe like 10 years ago when the UN decade of education for sustainable development ended. And I think that's a time when there were many, many initiatives like flourishing, like you already mentioned, like lots of things happening, interesting avenues happening. But in the final report, it's mentioned like we don't yet have any like good tools to do monitoring, evaluation of all of this. So how are we going to like see the forest from the trees? That is kind of the starting point. And a little over a year ago, the EU launched a call to develop a framework that can actually help organizations to do exactly this. So that's the focus of the project, is to develop a framework, including tools and methodologies to get to this IMPACT. We have a big consortium. I think that's always nice in these European projects. So we have 5 universities from the north, the south, the east, the center of Europe. We also have organizations that like operate at the interface between science and policy. So they are kind of like focusing, for example, specifically on educational assessment. And then also we have six, we call them our societal partners, and they are really diverse education actors. So they are actually in the real field of doing sustainability and climate change education. And we will co-develop this framework together with them, and they are really diverse. They are from higher education, they are from secondary education, from informal context, like we have a scouting institute, for example. So really diverse. We are trying to make this kind of at least close to representative of like the many faces that education for sustainable development can and climate change education can have. So, and then the overall goal, like you already mentioned, is we in 4 years we want to be there with our framework that hopefully is some kind of inspiration for organizations to like develop or further develop their own approach to doing impact assessments in this important field.
Thank you, Jelle. Sounds brilliant, really. And what you say about yourself is super interesting because, and we have people like you in our community, scientists who have decided to focus fully on education, believing, and they're right, that it's where things are happening and we need to invest a lot on education. Thank you for that. So super interesting. So let's focus a bit on, I know it's a bit soon, but still, you expect, of course, to have an impact, a positive impact, using the name of the very name of a project on the education community. So how will it be used, in your opinion, by the education actors, policy people also, of course, in particular, our community members? What do you expect, please?
Yeah, I think it's good to acknowledge that they are very diverse. So I think we all share this common mission, for many of us also a passion, to contribute to a more sustainable future. And we all feel that education is like one of the key avenues to do that. But we are all very different. So there's no way we could develop like a one size fits all framework. I think that is that's off the table. So I think it's interesting to kind of explore a little bit how these actors can be different in the types of activities that they promote. Like there, some of them are like really large scale. Some of them operate internationally, like the Eco Schools Project, for example, which tries and reach as many teachers and students as possible when they do that within different national contexts. So that would be a really big one. And one, like we have the Swedish organization in our project that does the Eco Schools, and also the Flemish ones, and also in Belgium. So I think that's an interesting actor to think about. There's also actors that are more, maybe small scale or more specific. We have an organization here in the Netherlands, it's actually connected to our own university, it's called UTalent. And they focus specifically on students that are transitioning into higher education. And they organize activities to have them consider like green careers as options. So I think this is also a form of sustainability education, even climate change education, but it's more specific. And then of course there's policy actors like that put out policy for all educational systems or for regions, or and they put out their own policies. And so all of them are interested in impact assessments, and we want to be relevant for all of them. So there's no one size fits all here. But in the many different activities that they do, we do sense that there are like some things in common. Like all of them will probably want to contribute to like a way to empower learners to act for a more sustainable future. Maybe some of them do that through nature discovery, some of them do it through scientific inquiry, some of them do it in higher education. So that can be really diverse, but I think this concept that we put central in our project, the action competence, can actually be something that is relevant to all of them. So in our framework, we will kind of put this central action competence as a learning outcome. And I can explain a little bit more what that means. But first, I want to say we also focus in the framework on like approaches to education. So not just the learning outcomes, but also the approaches. And then we talk about action orientation. So the extent to which the education is actually focused on the action taking and not merely on awareness, like you mentioned in the beginning of your introduction. So when we think of action competence, I think there's three big domains where we would like to see as the learning outcome for a learner in any kind of sustainability or climate change education. And I think the first would be knowledge of kind of what action possibilities are out there and are within the radius of your own action, like the scope of your own action radius. And this will be very different for kids aged 14 or for young adults 21. So the first one would be knowledge of action possibilities. The second one would be feeling confident that if you engage in an action, it actually produces favorable outcomes. That's in terms of self-efficacy, like believing that what you do matters. And then a third one is the willingness or the drive to actually act. So these three, we call them constructs, are part of our framework when we talk about learning outcomes. And then in the project, we will develop instruments that can be used to collect data on these three. Instruments, they can be quantitative, they could be surveys, they could be used in large-scale context or in small-scale specific contexts. But not just that, we will also develop interview protocols or observation protocols to kind of get more qualitative perspectives in there in there as well.
So you plan to use GreenComp, I guess, or Yeller?
Yeah. I think the action taking really resonates with GreenComp, especially there's this dimension acting for sustainability within GreenComp. So I think our idea of action competence really aligns there. Like for me, one of the inspirational things in GreenComp is that it puts action taking as like a competence that is seen as a learning outcome of education, which is quite different from other frameworks that exist. So I think our approach really connects to that.
Fully agree with you. Yeah. I got to stop you here because I see the clock running.
Okay.
I fully agree with you while you're saying that there's no magic wand, no silver bullet, and that's super interesting, which is, by the way, also a way to say that we need, to my view, badly to map all what's happening out there. And yeah, we hope that you will play a role there because, I mean, if people are sharing that project on the platform, we can at least have a view, another view of what's happening at European level. But let's focus for the two last minutes, Yella, on the challenges. Of course, it's very soon again, but do you expect to face some challenges? And if yes, what type of challenges, please?
Yes, I think there's a couple we can expect. Well, we just started, so about a month ago, we met with all the partners, and many of us know each other in some way beforehand. But immediately, it's really clear that as academics and as people operating in society, we kind of live in a different reality. We have the same ambitions, but kind of just getting to know each other's reality, I think this is a big challenge. Another challenge would for sure be kind of thinking in the long term, like long-term perspectives. Funding for research is always short-term. Sometimes it's small funding or big funding, but it's always short-term funding. And we actually want to have long-term perspectives. So I think that's a challenge. Part of the long-term is also how do we engage with our stakeholders in the long-term. So in a project like this, we produce a couple of deliverables. Our funding runs out. We, of course, develop a strategy to keep stakeholders engaged, but there's no funding at the end of a project. So I think communities like this one, I think they are really important to continue engagement with things we produce in projects like these.
So an amazing way to conclude that super interesting interview. And by the way, also to show how the community of practice are badly needed, because what you say is very true. We need to engage in a conversation, and we come from very different horizons, and sometimes it takes time to understand exactly our various perspectives. So I hope if you need some support, we're here. It's a pleasure. I think that you might come to one of our community cafe to present to our members live what you're doing. So thank you for that. I give you all my best wishes for that very interesting project that we will follow very closely. Thank you, Yeller.
Thanks, Timur.